弟兄朋友们平安。蒙神的恩典，我们得以聚集来敬拜，敬拜这位永生的神，也是万有的主宰。让我们一起来数算他的恩典，见证他奇妙的作为。我们一起来祷告。主耶和华，我们的父，我们的神，我们感谢你。
Lord Jehovah, our Father, our God, we thank you.
我们要向你的殿下拜。
We must bow before you at your holy temple.
为你的慈爱和信实称赞你的名。
For your love and truth, we praise your name.
愿你使你的话语为大。
You cause your words to be greater than you promised.
过于你所应许的。
They are greater.
我差你的仆人到那未得之地。
You were with your servants as they went to the promised land.
你却行在他们中间。
You were right among them.
以你大能的臂膀护佑他。
Protecting them with your outstretched arms.
以你的圣洁与公义引领他。
By your holiness and your righteousness, you led them.
并且你以你的永恒向他应许。
You allowed them.By your holiness,
我必与你同在。
I must be with you.
今天我们登你的圣山。
Today we ascend your holy hill.
来朝见至圣者。
To worship the holy one.
来观看你手所做的工。
To see the work you've done.
和你奇妙的大作为。
And the miraculous miracles you have done.
我们便向你欢呼。
We praise you.
主耶和华。
Your love, O Lord.
你的慈爱高及诸天
reaches to the heavens.
你的信实达到穹苍
your faithfulness to the skies.
顺哉顺哉顺哉，昔在今在那永在的全能者，他的名高过诸天，我们来敬拜他。
Stop! Thank you. 你找到报仇之物，就在你殿中的变为有福，我们仍要赞美你。
街道当中有一道生命河，对不起，请大家请坐。神的话语和肯默，我等不及了。OK， 我们一起读一节经文啊，在启示录。天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样果子，每月都结果子，树上的叶子乃为医治万民，以后再没有诅咒。在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他，也要见他的面，他的名字必写在他们的额上，不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光日光，因为主神要光照他们，他们要做王，直到永永远远。天使又对我说，这些话是真实可信的，
主就是众先知被感知灵的神差遣他的使者，将那必要快成的事指示他的仆人。看哪、啊、我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的有福了。
Revelation chapter 22 verses 1-7. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great streets of the city. On each side of the river stood a tree of life, bearing 12 blossoms, including its fruits every month.
又是一个环
境。No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and the servants will serve. They will see his face, and his name will be on their forehead. There will be no more night. They will not see lights of the lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. The angel said to me.These words are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God of the servants of the prophets, sent his angel to show the servants the things that must soon take place. Behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is he who keeps the words of prophecy in his book.
我们接下来介绍刘牧师，刘玉汉牧师，现任主任堂荣誉主任牧师。十年前。
Pastor Lowe is now the head
pastor
emeritus at CCCNJ. 10 years ago,
主持向 Livingston 职堂的差遣礼。
He commissioned the Livingston Church plant.
并在历史教会第一次主日敬拜及五周年庆典的活动中。
He also presided over the very first worship service here and the 5th year anniversary.
劝勉弟兄姊妹。
And he also encouraged brothers and sisters.
好，我们请刘牧师。
弟兄姐妹，大家平安。感谢主，我来到你们中间呢、啊，这是。觉得好像活钱从天上流出来一样，流下来一样。多谢胡长老，他不嫌弃我坐轮椅啊，我跟他说我不行啊，我坐轮椅的怎么站起来讲道？他说你就坐在轮椅上讲道。那他真是上帝得到贵教会得到胡长老这样的领袖呢，实在在是很大的福气。那今天呢？看到这么多弟兄姐妹，我都觉得比我讲道还要好。十年前不是一个很短的时间了、哦。那我为什么选到这一章圣经的题目呢？这张圣经题目跟我的一生很有关系啊，因为我在中学时候啊、哦，我是非常非常的忙碌啊、哦，可能是全校最忙碌的一个同学啊、哦。那么每天呢、啊，非常疲倦呢、啊，我就喜欢啊，到我们那个小镇里面的一个湖边去休息一段时间啊。那么同时呢，在湖的旁边就有一栋高山哦、啊，实在很漂亮啊。那高山的山半腰有一道泉水流下来啊，那个泉水是永不止息啊，一直畅流不息啊。那我每天就喜欢在那里啊休息一下啊，然后就带着比较啊平稳安静的心回去啊。啊以后我工作的时候也回到那边再工作三年啊，直到跟师母结婚啊。那么结婚以后差不多半年多呢，我们就决定离开那个地方，想要到印度去啊。那印度去不成啊，最后就到了北佛州了啊。所以神的道路真的是很奇妙。那么我发觉新泽西州呢，这个地方也称为这个花园州，你看到处都是花草树木。我们因为在这里久了呢，我们不觉得这个地方是神特别的一个恩典啊，处处都有这个树林，也有湖沼啊， 有泉水啊，有这个泉水等等啊，这实在是一个神所赐的一个美好的环境啊。那弟兄姐妹，可是呢，这里还不够好啊，因为今天我们所读的经文啊，就提到天使在那里指示约翰，在这个上帝所为我们预备的新天新地呢，就有一道火泉从上帝和羔羊的宝座那里流下来，也是永不止息的流下来啊，一直流，然后贯穿整个城市啊。更美好的是，这个流水所到之处呢，那个两旁都栽满了生命树啊，并且是结了十二样的果子啊。我们今天你在人间哪里找到一个这样的环境啊？啊，有一次我到一个萨多萨的地方去找一个老宣教师，他住的环境呢也很不错，旁边也一道溪水啊。这个老一个老基督徒呢，他特别爱这些宣教师，所以就为他们预备一个环境啊，两旁还跟他们栽了两种特别好的果子，一个是佛罗里达最有名的那个 orange， 另外就是 grapefruit 啊。每一个家都有两颗这样的果子，我在那边吃 orange 吃到不厌了，那因为太好吃了，太甜美了啊。那弟兄姐妹，我们今天在世上所喜欢的这个果子呢，你在新天新地看起来都是很平常的啊。记得有一次在新加坡跟王永信牧师还有戴少珍牧师龙维奈医师呢，三个人在一起吃榴莲啊。这个榴莲吃了一半啊，这个戴少珍牧师就告诉我们一个 secret 啊，他说你知道胡永早朗吃榴莲啊，他晚上是不刷牙就去睡觉了，因为怕这个香气流掉了。弟兄姐妹，在新天新地里面呢，我们看见这个榴莲也是很平常。台湾的水果是世界最出名的，是不是？现在很多水果都销到大陆去了，大陆的人无关税啊，大家都抢着买啊。可是新天新地的很多美好的果子是我们没有想象到的。可是这段经文呢，对我们今天在世上的基督徒有什么提醒呢？就是告诉我们，我们要为主结果子，因为到生命活泉流下来所经过的地方呢，就有这个果子，就有果子的产生。所以今天神呢，就是在我们中间寻找果子。我想到神来到历史教会呢，看到弟兄姐妹这么热心爱主，你想他的心会何等的快乐，因为他认为这个教会所有的汗不是白流的，所有的血都不是白洒的。这里有很多弟兄姐妹在默默的爱主献上，才有今天这么丰盛美好的这个光景，是不是？那么神还寻求另外一种果子呢，当然是要我们在生命跟品德上的增长啊。那弟兄姐妹，这一点呢是我们要常记得的，因为我们今天可能在工作上是做的好像有一点成绩哦，可是在品德上呢，我们还是离开主耶稣基督很远哦。所以这方面呢，上帝不单是要求他的工人要忠心，而且在良善这方面也要一直有进步哦。那么提到这个果子呢，是从哪里来呢？就是弟兄姐妹辛苦侍奉才会结出果子来。但是我们的辛苦侍奉还不够，我们需要宝座上的货权来与我们同工啊。宝座上这道货权就是圣灵的水流，是从父和子那里流下来的。东正教会相信圣灵是从父那里来的，可是天主教跟今天我们一般教会呢，加上一个和子，你从这道图画里面看到圣灵确实是从父和子那里流下来的。没有这个圣灵呢，我们可能像参孙在那里推磨啊， 很难有什么果效，但是有这个圣灵呢就不一样了。兄弟一切都觉得人生太平常，但是有一件事情我要夸耀的，就是圣灵的水流。圣灵的水流，圣灵的水流是在我们有圣灵一进到一个信的人的心中，他就永远跟他同在，可以说是平稳安静细水长流。可是在特别的时间呢，像我们在布道征战的时候，像我们在紧急回击的时候，甚至对神有更清楚更亲切的体会跟认识的时候，圣灵就很奇妙的充满我们。我记得在教会历史上有两个大师啊，一个就是司布真啊，司布真，我非常佩服这位年轻有为的司布真，十六七岁就清楚蒙，小小就清楚蒙恩得救，十六七岁就开始讲道，被聘到伦敦向宝寺的一个大教会去当牧师，会有从1200多人增加到10000多人。他今天的工作在我们看起来，他不知道怎么可能做的这个样子，又文字又讲台，各式各样的工作是我们不可能像他那样的承担的。哦，他这个弟兄呢，他的文字的才华，思想的深邃呢是非常可佩的。但是呢还有另外一个大师呢，就是穆安德烈啊。这个穆安德烈在非洲为主做工，默默无闻，那时候也没有灯光，他非常喜欢白天的太阳，经常称颂太阳。有一次我从妹那边啊，他送给我了，他送给我一本他在灵修的书，我把它翻成至高者的隐秘啊。那么这本书呢跟司布真的写的书相比起来，在文字的才华上就差得多了。可是我慢慢啊一张一张的翻下去呢，翻到10页的时候呢，他所写的圣经里面那些重要的基督徒的灵命的增长各方面都写得很清楚。当我翻到差不多10页的时候呢，有一个早上呢，这个圣灵的水流真的就像我们今天所读的经文一样，从高天里面就这样的流畅下来。哦，这个流畅的，这难怪主耶稣说，难道父不把好的东西赐给他所求的人吗？这样的意思就像尼加瀑布一样，这样的畅流下来，畅流下来，当然不畅流在我旁边，是在心里了哈。那我一连一个月之久，没有停止的，一直畅流下来。啊，我去那个我们的福音营跟他讲了，他们我都不知道怎么讲出来。我那一届的福音营借的果子是最好的果子，那些同工到今天还是非常忠心的在教会里面。不是啊，所以弟兄姐妹，我们多么需要圣灵啊，多么需要圣灵。然后这段经文也提醒我们要见父的面啊，那天我们就要面对面，清楚的上帝要将他自己显明出来。那今天呢，上帝也提醒我们要寻求他的面。在诗篇27篇，大卫听到神说你们要寻求我的面，他立刻回应说，耶和华，你的面我正要寻求。虽然是老生常谈哦，基督徒每天你有没有扩出一段时间来亲近主、祷告主、读经，这是基督徒从神面前领受生命增长不可少的一个要诀。虽然我读经到现在已经60-70遍了，再看有什么意思呢？可是我每天还是要读经，因为不是说我已经有那个知识了，我是要看看神今天在这段话里面对我讲些什么东西。所以弟兄姐妹，这就是我们基督徒呢要见主面的一个密切。当你这样的寻求神的时候呢，他自然要用天上的平安来充满你啊，就像旧约亚伦呢，上帝提醒他要为以色列人祷告说， 耶和华用他的脸光光照你，施恩给你啊。弟兄姐妹，我们再看下去呢，我们就知道了，亲近主呢是基督徒每天所应该经历的啊。最后呢，我们再注意一下呢，当这个主耶稣再来的时候呢，那个日子是我们不知道的，也许是我们先去见他，那也许就是他忽然间临到。不过圣经里面在启示里面再三的提醒我们，主随时就会来到，所以随时就会来到。在这段经文里面也没有忘记告诉今天的信徒，他说主来的日子快到了，所以我们要谨守这些话。你知道圣经最后一句话也是祷告，约翰这样的说，阿门，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。所以弟兄姐妹，让我们今天一面等候，一面极细的侍奉。历史教会已经进入了十周年，我最近在研究这个周年纪念，我发觉十周年是细年啊，细安山的细年啊。然后前面几年呢，就是有皮啦、啊、有这个纸啦、啊、有棉花啦、啊、这些都是不能惊火的。但是我发觉呢，会教会现在越来越增长啊，从第一年一直到第十年啊，过去所累积的经验呢、啊，逐渐的进入这个金银宝石的工程，这是很可佩服的，可感谢的。那明年呢，十一年啊，不知道你们会不会庆祝，我不知道了。不过是刚年啊，刚年，摩西对耶稣也说，你要刚强大大的壮胆，带领着百姓进去得为业之地啊。同时呢，要纪念这个律法书上所写的话，啊，你无论到哪里去，就会得到亨通。所以弟兄姐妹，今天我就用这简单的几句话跟大家互相思想，这个宝座，从宝座那里流下来的积水，这是我们的需要。愿神祝福他的话语。我们来祷告。父神，感谢您，因为您今天让我们能够在这个殿堂中赞美你的名，感谢你，归荣耀给你。哦，主啊，我们多谢你为这个历史教会这十年里面不知道经历了多少的风霜，看见他们站立的稳，看见他们能够在神的面前做出美好的见证。我们把一切荣耀赞美感谢都归给你，求你极细的恩上加恩，力上加力，荣上加荣，乐上加乐，增加给这个教会，极细的带领他们往前行，靠基督耶稣尊贵的圣名，阿们。谢谢大家。啊，对，接下来就是刘林赞弟兄啊，要替我翻译啊。OK， 好，哎，后裔，谢谢。
I'm going to summarize what he, my dad has preached on. But first I'd like to say that it's an honor to be here today and to join you guys in this 10th anniversary. I was with my wife back there and we just really felt that this congregation is alive. You know, with the choir here just singing so loud, it's good to be a part of today's celebration. When I was a high school, when my dad was a high school student, the town we lived in was close to a beautiful area called the Taiping Lake. And there were these beautiful lakes and green meadow where he would go for rest and relaxation. He remembers a time when it was a very stressful time for him. He was just the busiest student. He had to get away. And so he went there just for some rest and relaxation. Remember this specific area where there was this fountain, there was this waterfall flowing from the mountain. He just took a break there, and he just sat there and rested, and just was refreshed by God's creation. And some of you guys might know that we live in the Garden State. And in the Garden State, there is many trees and lakes where you can be refreshed and relaxed. And in the passage that he read, he shows in Revelation that our eternal home is also a beautiful garden. The fountain that is represented in this passage is the Holy Spirit coming down and running through the city, giving us fullness of joy. And for every believer, for every person who accepts Christ to receive this fullness of joy, my dad talked a lot about it in his message that just God, the Holy Spirit just comes upon you, just fills you to be able to do great things for Him. And so I'm going to give you seven exhortations that when he gave me his message this past week, that I pulled out from his message. So number one, be the church that bears fruit for the Lord. And he talks about two fruits. One is Christ-likeness, be the church that is Christ-like. And also be the church that wins souls for Christ. Number two, be the church that is heavenly-minded. Be the church that is always thinking of eternal things and knowing that sin and mess that we experience here on the earth and the fears and the worries and trials, even like swine flu, will not exist in heaven. Right? And number three, be the church that seeks God's face. I mean, he brought up David and how David also responded to God saying, yes, thy face I will seek. And you do this by spending daily time in your word and prayer. Number four, be the church who knows her identity as being owned and used by God. In the passage of Revelation, it talks about how His name is written on every brow, His name is written on every forehead. Know that you are owned and that you are to be used by God. And number five, be the church that is faithful to in the present service, knowing that in the future, God will give you greater service in heaven. And number six, be the church that awaits His return. You know, echoing what John says in Revelation, even so, come Lord Jesus. Expect that God is going to come back and Jesus is going to come back one day. So, congratulations, happy 10th anniversary. My dad went on to say that our 10th anniversary gift is tin. And you go from the first years of paper, silk, and cotton, and we have reached the year of tin. And you're getting stronger and stronger. And next year is the year of steel, right? Yeah, so the 11th year is the year of steel. And it represents courage and strength as you grow stronger and stronger in the Lord. And the last exhortation comes from Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, be not terrified. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
历史 回顾历史教会十周年，有太多的感恩，也看到神奇妙的作为，不是几分钟可以数算完的。神在历史教会和我生命中给了我们很多的恩典和祝福，也让我在这些年中经历他的信实和应许。想起当初在主恩堂，吴长老和秀秋姐教我从背圣经目录，学习开口祷告和一点一点的读神的话语，直到今天，我虽然对圣经还是很多不了解，但我愿意学习，照着神的话去做。神的话常感动我，要我走出去传福音，但我不知道我能做什么。当时正好职堂，我想我可以帮忙打杂、管理财务，让我们能够决定出来了。出来职堂之后，才知道这么多的困难跟这么多的事要做，从点心、买日用品、打扫、儿童主日学、成人主日学老师、敬拜、财务，每一部分都需要很多的人手。出劳力和财务我都能做，可是吴长老派我教儿童主日学，我不知道怎么教下去，因为我真的不知道，我真的也不会，只好每天求神帮助我，用尽我的脑袋把准备的功课准备好，然后神很奇妙的为我预备了，终于教好了，也顺手了。后来又有青少年加入，吴长老又找我带领青少年，我真的很害怕啊，因为我的英文不好，我的音乐也不行，我只有在祷告。我跟神说我不会，但是我愿意。神很奇妙的感动怕跟未来帮助我。一年多后，神就差派潘牧师夫妇来带领我们的青少年，加上电菜的帮助，我终于可以离开青少年的事工。我真的很感谢神，因为神知道我的能力能承受多少，也让我经历到什么叫做先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。后来神又带我回到教儿童主日学，这些年让我在儿童青少年的问看到儿童青少年的问题，夫妻关系影响的孩子，家庭的重要，神就感动我提早退休，在辅导方面装备我，帮助了一些有需要的家庭。吴长老又找我负责儿童施工，我真的不知道怎么做下去，但是神借着我的祷告，神又应允了我。在老师不能来的时候，或者是老师找不到的时候，我得补上。可是神并没有撇弃我，神一直在拖着我的手走。看到这群活泼的孩子认识神之后的改变，我心里就充满了欢喜快乐。我体会到多个祷告多有力量，我真的从心里感谢我们的神。十年来经历他，使我属灵的生命在他里面一天一天的成长，我对事情的看法、做法和价值观改变了。定睛仰望我们的神，学习让神做我的主，把神的把优先次序排正，凡事不要靠自己，多祷告，多谦卑，多顺服，多忍耐，少说话，多做事，不要抱怨，安静等候，有一颗愿意的心，神就必成就大事。然而不是一件容易的功课，但我知道神在我不能，在神凡事都能。神把我从主恩堂舒适的环境中带出来，使我能够经历他，信靠他，确信他是一位在沙漠中开江河，在旷野开道路的神。我要把从神那里所得来的一切归荣耀给神。十年很快的过去了，我不知道还有几个十年，但求神继续帮助我，让我更珍惜每一天，更知道如何来数算我的日子，说的和做的合乎神的心意。 过去十年，历史教会增长了很多，在财务上，因为长老不赞成主日受传奉献贷，凭着信心，却经历到神丰富的供应，一无所缺，使我们能支持八个宣教机构，有青少年的祷告会，又有一位牧师和两位长老忠心的摆上，爱主的心和无怨无悔的做，成为我学习的榜样。弟兄姐妹同工虽有不同的意见，也因着我们的主，我们能够达成合一，这都是神的恩典和祝福。我只有感恩赞美我们的神。谢谢吴长老在过去，跟谢秋姐在过去十年给我的鼓励，三年多的门徒训练，也谢谢弟兄姐妹们的祷告、帮助、关怀和忍耐。求神继续带领我们同心合意把福音传给我们的朋友，愿神祝福我们每一位。
Wow. 弟兄姊妹不认识他，他是比我小半岁的 Mike。
You guys don't recognize me, I'm my dad's son, Mike。
我两千年感恩节的时候在这里受洗。
In the year 2000, that's 11 years ago, my dad was baptized right here. Okay.
受洗以后，我把我的见证，我写的最好的见证，就把发给了我这个在国内的所有的亲人。
I wrote excellent testimony, and I just wanted to read it all to everybody in the congregation.
就国内的亲人。
Excellent family members in China.
Yes. 我想他们看了我的见证以后，马上就信主了。
I thought that when they listened to my amazing testimony, that they would immediately accept Jesus Christ as the Savior.
Yeah, 到现在为止，他们一个都没有信。
However, all of them have come to Christ as of right now.
Yeah. 2000年那时候，这个 .com bubble.
During the year 2000, the .com bubble.
Yeah, 我也去追那个 .com bubble.
I also went to chase the .com bubble.
Yeah.有一天在那个开车的时候，突然有一个想法 pop up in my 在我的脑子里。
One day, when I was driving in the car, an idea came to my mind.
Yeah. 祷告真的需要吗
？Do I really need prayer?
这个想法让我自己都吓一跳。
This thought scared me.
Yeah. 然后到2002年我就失业了。
In the year 2002, he lost his job.
Yeah. 那在失业的过程里头，我就天天祷告。
I was doing this process, I pray every day.
但是祷告你知道就是要找一个工作。
I just wanted to find a new job through prayer.
但是也没有找到。
However, I did not find a job.
但是当后来走过来以后。
However, as time passed.
Yeah, 我发现其实在那六个月的时间里面，我真的跟神的关系非常的亲近。
I thought that during those 6 months, or those that time, that my relationship with Jesus Christ became a lot closer.
后来我就到康州又工作了六个月。
Eventually, I went to work in Connecticut for 6 months.
Yeah, 到康州你知道很远，所以每天单程就是2个小时跟神聊天。
As you know, Connecticut is actually very far away. That on the car right there and on the car right back, I was given 2 hours of free time to talk to God.
Right. 当我在又回到再回到 New Jersey 之前，有一天我在那个 Tampa Bay Bridge 上面。
One time before I came back to New Jersey to work, I was on the Tampa Bay Bridge.
Yeah, 有一个声音跟我讲。
And there was a thing that popped up into my mind.
Yeah.你回头以后要兼顾你的弟兄。
When you turn back, strengthen your brothers.
兼顾弟兄真的很难。
Strengthen your brothers a lot.
Difficult. Yeah. 我那个回来之后的两三年的记忆基本上已经没有了。
After I came back, those 2-3 years that have faded from my memory.
我只记得大概我当小组长当了差不多一个月的时间。
I was a small group leader for about a month.
跟他天天生气。
He was mad with me every day.
然后到了差不多2006年的夏天秋天的时候。
And approximately in 2006 during the fall.
然后我们全家就到这个。青少年这个团契来服侍。
Our whole family came into this youth ministry to serve.
对，你知道跟青少年在一起，其实有很多的挣扎。
You know, working with the youth group has a lot of trouble.
我想你们大家可能都有感受。
And you guys might all know a little bit about it.
Yeah. 我有很多次就是说，实在是没有办法，我真的想 quit。
there have been many times during my service in the youth ministry that I decided that, like, I just thought in my mind that I wanted to quit.
Yeah. 我记得那个 Pastor Mike 跟我还是一本书上我看到一句话我忘掉了。
I remember it's either Pastor Mike or a book I read.
他说你要做青少年的工作。一定要做长期的。
If you want to do youth ministry, you must be in this for the long run.
哎，我当时看到这句话，我说是怎么可能
呢？ When I first saw this, or when I first heard this, I thought to myself, this is impossible.
Yeah, 那感谢神，那我们今天已经在走第三年的最后一步。
Thank God for today that this is the third year of service.
Yeah. 两个星期前，大家大概可能还记得，就是说在我们中间这个 swine flu 的 break 这个叫什么 breakout。
Yes, remember two weeks ago that when we had our swine flu breakout after class.
我又有挣扎。
I had another thought on my mind.
虽然我知道答案。
Even though I knew the answer,
但是我又问神。
I still ask God.
我们不是为你的名聚集吗
？Did we not serve for to glorify your name?
为什么这个在 happen 就是因为冲我的说，为什么在我们之间发生
？Why does this happen to us?
Yeah. 另外一个声音在我又在我脑子里出现。
There's another sound in my mind.
说只管去爱他们，把其他的留给我。九年的这个基督徒的生活让我意识到一件事情。
Being a Christian for these 9 years has allowed me to realize something.
努力成为神手中的贵重的器皿。
I will strive to become an instrument in God's hand.
预备行各样的善事。
To be made holy and useful to God.
Yeah. 把爱的话语转换成一个真诚爱的行动。
I must change words of love to become sincere acts of love.
我以为这几年这些年来神加在我身上的困难来源。
I must also thank God for all the difficult situations we walked in through these past years.
谢谢。
哎，去呢？
Who will go for me?
我在这里。
I am here.
我在这里。
I am here.
请差遣我。
Please send me.
请差遣我。
Please send me.
1999年6月6日，左恩堂第一间职堂。
CCCNJ's first plant.
在 Livingston Old Road.
Was on Livingston Old Road.
立石座坛。
With the stone altar,
开始了第一次的敬拜。
Started having the first worship service.
参与职堂的共有10个家庭。
There were 10 families who were at that service.
吴启正长老还有谢秋师母、妹阿姨、王彦峰弟兄、方杰恩一家、许金和康丽夫妇一家、邵玉秀、江苏米姊妹一家。张公乐弟兄、王琼英姊妹一家，夏维素弟兄、刘丽花姊妹一家，杨炳刚弟兄、许兴森姊妹一家，杨国红姊妹、张全娟姊妹，
还有现在暂时不在我们当中的柯仁怀弟兄，还有魏民姊妹一家。从此以后，神把得救的人数日日加添。十年来，共有143位弟兄姊妹受洗归入主名下。
There have been 143 brothers and sisters who have been baptized at this church in the name of the Lord.
十年来
In the last 10 years,
神用他的话语喂养他的小羊。
The Lord uses words to feed his lamb.
历史教会主日讲台。
Livingstone Church, the visiting speakers have been.
有
吴启正长老、夏维柱长老、真君传道、肖宝龙牧师、刘玉汉牧师、李林牧师、秀荣传道、张红牧师、陈文义牧师，还有李定伟牧师。亲爱的弟兄们啊，亲爱的弟兄们啊，你们需要在至圣的真道上造就自己。因为人活着不是单靠食物，而是靠神口里所说的话。在圣灵里祷告。保守自己常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯直到永远。
儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。耶稣说，让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在天国里正是这样的人。历史教会孩子们的成长直到今日，他们长大了，在他们身上更多地看到神的恩典。许多孩子大学毕业后又回到历史教会的家中，帮助弟兄姊妹成长，听得上就是其中的一位。
Sorry, I was a little in shock. okay. When I look back on the past 10 years of my life,since this church started, I see a lot of God's faithfulness in my life. I still remember when my mom told me that we were going to be part of this church plant when I was in 8th grade. I was very upset and really hesitant and resistant to switching churches. I had been attending CNJ since I was in 3rd grade and had made many friends there that I did not want to leave. I saw nothing for me at this new church. No one really my age, no friends, no youth group, no cool youth group leaders, and nothing familiar. For those of you who know me,you'll know that I really, really, really don't like change. But little did I know that this church would be where I really started to seek after God and longing for something so much more in this life. In the beginning, it took me time to start coming to Livingstone Christian Church, and for a while I was going to see CNJ and Livingstone every week. But eventually, during my junior year and senior year in high school, I decided to commit to this church. Even though the youth group was very small and basically consisted of about four boys that were much younger than me, and Katrina and myself, I felt that God was showing me that there doesn't need to be a lot of people to come together as His children to worship Him and to build a deeper relationship with Him. I also learned more about what it means to serve Him as me and Katrina attempted to lead worship on Sundays. Through this time, I was able to not only find a friend, but a sister to grow with. God knew what was best for me and was faithful to me, even when I thought otherwise. As many of you know, I was gone for 4 years while I attended college at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. Even in the midst of deciding what college to go to, I was still unsure of what God wanted for me. I had a hard time deciding on where to go to school and an even harder time adjusting to college life. Like I said earlier, I really hate change, but once again, God was faithful. He brought me to a great university where I could be educated and receive not only a degree in accounting, but more importantly, be trained to be a kingdom worker. It was at Covenant Fellowship Church where God really showed me how to love His word and what it means to pray and live my life for Him. Every week, our church at school had Sunday worship service, a small group meeting, Wednesday night prayer meeting that lasts about 5 hours if you choose to stay the whole time, Thursday prayer meeting, and Friday large group, as well as morning prayer every day at 6:30 in the morning. With nothing, I learned that everything is meaningless if it is not for the Lord and if there is no prayer to support it. God's faithfulness brought me to a school where I would learn what it means to have a relationship with Him and to dedicate my life to Him. As I struggled to decide whether to come back to New Jersey or stay in Illinois after graduation, I felt God calling me to come back home to serve at the church where I began to truly seek after Him. I felt God was calling me to come back and to serve at the youth group where I had also spent many of my years in high school. I knew I was inadequate and wouldn't have that much to offer, but it has been such a blessing to be a part of the youth group ministry and this church for the past 2 years. I thank God for faithfully providing me with brothers and sisters to serve with and to grow with who truly love God. I still can't believe how much time has passed since I graduated college and how much this youth group has grown. It started with only 5 to 6 of us, and now there are about 50. I cannot imagine our youth group without every single one of them, and I pray that God will continue to stretch us and help us to grow and be used by Him to do His work. Praise God for the work that He is doing through this church. It is such a blessing to be here today as we celebrate this church's 10-year anniversary and to be able to reflect on the love and faithfulness that God has shown us even when we have fallen short. I'd just like to end with a verse from Psalm 117:2. For great is His love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord.
他带我去了一个很好的大学，我不 被神训练成他要使用人。在那个教会，神教我如何渴慕他的话语和祷告的意义，和如何为他而活。每星期日有主日敬拜，有小组聚会，星期三晚上有祷告会，如果要参加的话就五个小时。星期四祷告会，星期五联合聚会，每天早上六点半有晨曦祷告。我学到任何一件事情若不是为了神，还没有祷告的支持，一切都没有意义。神是信实的，他把我带到印第诺州，在那里我学到了与人建立关系和把我自己献给神是否有意义。毕业后我又挣扎决定是否留在学校和回主的灵，但我感觉神在呼召我回到我开始真正寻找他的历史教会来服侍。我知道我不能做什么，但神却祝福过去两年在青少年的服侍。我感谢神的信实，为我预备了爱主的弟兄姐妹一起在主里服侍和成长。时间过得真快，我不敢相信已经毕业两年了。看到青少年从五六位人增长到现在的五十位左右，每一个青少年都是不可缺少的一份子。我求神继续加添力量，并使我用我们完成他在我们身上的使命。感谢赞美神在历史教会所成就的，这是神自己的祝福。今天我们大家能在这里庆祝历史教会的十周年，并且让我们回顾感恩他的慈爱和信实，甚至我们有时会做得不好的地方，这都是神的恩典。诗篇117篇二节，因为他向我们大施慈爱，耶和华的诚实存到永远，你们要赞美耶和华。
我们是神的见证，我们也是神手里的工。感谢神在这十年当中，让我们这些小羊们在这家中成长，也感谢神的恩典在我们身上。还有我们的孩子们，他们也长大了，当我们预备这一次的回顾展的时候，最让我们感恩的，也最让我们喜乐的，就是看到以前他们都是小不点，但现在他们已经都长大了，现在他们要带领我们敬拜。
们谢谢我们的那个柚子，他们给我们这么精彩的敬拜的歌曲啊。
Thank you so much to you for the worship.
也特别感谢带领他们的老师，我们鼓掌。
这是一个
四九岁
的女生。
我们下面介绍我们教会的夏维素长老。1999年。
1999年，
夏维素弟兄带领全家离开他们所服侍的祖恩堂致爱团契。
Elder Shaw and his entire family left the church where they've been serving since then.
来到利斯本职堂。
They come to Livingston to begin the church.
10年来。
The last 10 years.
神带领夏维素长老和玉花师母。
Lord has led Elder Shaw and his wife.
不仅在历史教会的家中服侍
，not only to serve in the family communities of this Livingstone Church，
并且赐福他们那加美的脚宗
，but has also blessed their international ministries。
在欧洲的校园
，in the university fellowships in Europe，
大陆的家庭教会
，in the house churches in China，
与他们一起服侍
，and the Lord has been with them in their ministry。
在历史教会建立新教小组。
And at this church, they have started a missionary small group.
并带领弟兄姊妹参与宣教。
And led many brothers and sisters on short-term mission.
我们把时间交给夏维素长老。
Elder Shaw.
各位牧长、来宾、各位弟兄姊妹，平安。
Pastors, elders, friends, brothers and sisters,
teaching.
In the past 10 years,
历史教会啊，神在历史教会行了大事。
God has done many great works in this church.
要我讲几个小时也讲不完。
Even a couple hours will last.
但至于只给我7分钟的时间。
But I will have 7 minutes.
包括我的女儿帮我翻译。那我就用神在历史教会宣教之中上所成就的事情。
So I'll just talk about how God has affected the missionary first.
来见证神为我们成就的奇妙的事。
And what
kind of blessing? The wonderful work.
Yeah.
我记得在2000年的时候。
From when you started.
我跟丽花第一次参与了转宣的团队。
My wife and I attended a mission.
那次宣教有张路佳跟洪宇健牧师。
They had Pastor Jia and Pastor Hong.
还有李宗元长老。
And Elder Lee and Mrs. Lee.
我跟丽花是团队里面的小萝卜头。
My wife and I were always a little guy in the team.
我自己。所自告奋勇所讲的题目是
I volunteer myself for a workshop called
如何明白神的旨意
How to know God's will.
我跟丽花是又兴奋又紧张。
My wife and I are both excited and nervous.
兴奋是因为我们第一次参加宣教的队伍。
Excited because it was my first time attending a mission.
紧张是因为我们实在没有太多的训练。
Never because they have much
experience. 那是因为政府的干预，我们没有机会成。
Because the government intervened with us, we didn't get to meet.
我们就打道回府。
We had to go back home.
然而，只要有心。
However, if you have passion for missionary.
For mission.
Mission.
神会训练我们，他也给我们机会。
God will give us opportunity and train us.
最让我感动是今年5月在中国的一次宣教。
The mission that touched the most was this year in May.
我们有一个宣教的团队。
We have a missionary team.
有我们在国内有2天2夜的聚会。
We had a 2-day, 2-night retreat in China.
有4堂主题的信息。
We had 4 main messages.
有9堂专题的信息。
And 9 workshops.
有2堂是关于恩爱夫妻。
2 are marriage and missionary.
有2堂是关于与青少年一同成长。
2 are growing up with teens.
有1堂是恋爱与交友。
1 was pre-marriage counseling.
有2堂是如何传福音。
Stewart has said about long.
有两堂是初信上修。
And two are beginners training.
那我们这个团队是怎么样的呢？
What was the team like?
大家知道这些都是历史教会的弟兄姊妹。
They are all members of the church.
那其中有三位呢，已经在另外一个城市带领了。
There are three members that already went to another place to do a 4-day retreat.
当最后一天在呼召朋友们来学习信主之后
On the last day, when I talked to people who wanted to turn up to see you.
当我看到弟兄姊妹含着喜乐的眼泪站在前面台前的时候
I saw people walk up with tears in their eyes.
我知道神又在我们中间行了一些大
事。
历史教会成立已经十年了。
Our church has already been here for 10 years.
是我们应当走出去的时候。
So we should go out and do the mission.
宣教会的创办人 A.B. Simpson 这样说。
The founder of the Life Church is A.B. Simpson said.
耶稣基督给教会最后的使命。应当教会最先关心的最先关心的事
The last command that Jesus gave to the church should be the first, the foremost concern of the church
我们亲爱的萧宝罗牧师
And our dear Pastor Shaw
在他的一本书叫神学字眼中这样说道
In his book The Horizon of Theology he said
宣教应当教会存在的目的和原因
That mission should be the purpose and the reason for the existence of the church.
教会如果没有宣教，就没有必要存在了。
Without mission, the church has no purpose or existence.
我非常的赞同。
I agree with it completely.
宣教包括在本地传福音，还在远方开传。
Missions include local evangelism and non-local missions.
感谢主，让我们历史教会在我们这个本地热心的传福音。
Praise the Lord for the local evangelism.
也让我们在远方人士设发个宣教的工厂。
And also to have a mission.
我自己的经历是。当我们走出去的时候。
When we first walk out.
我们就能。能感觉到跟经历到神他的大能。
We can understand and experience God's great work.
我们更能看到神他成就的大能。
We can also see what He has done.
愿我们在往后的岁月里。愿我们在往后的岁月里。愿我们在往后的岁月里。I pray that in the years to come, 让我们更多的装备自己。
That we can progress out.
让我们都能走出去。
Walk out the mission.
让我们成为别人的祝福。
And come above your brother.
愿神祝福大家。
Ask great things from the Lord and expect many to become disciples.
十几年来，吴启正长老和谢秋师母持守着他们在神面前的心志。
This has been the prayer of Elder Wu and his Mrs. Wu for the last 10 years.
主说那流泪撒种的必欢喜收割。
The Lord says, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy.
默默耕耘时寒时苦。硕果累累，颂主恩。
They have given their all, and we praise the Lord for them.
行啊，好，去。这个时候所有翻译的都是父亲儿子或者是母亲女儿
或者是父亲女儿啊，这个不是我的女儿，也不是我的孙女。常有人问历史教会为什么选在六月六日开始。因为六是好是坏，是凶是吉，有争论。
Because there is a controversy as to whether the number six is good or bad, lucky or unlucky.
有人说六是撒旦的数目，六六六象征撒旦。
They say that six is the devil's number, and that six 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 is all represents Satan.
感谢神，我们开堂是在1999年六月六日，不是主后六年六月六日。
They got that Livingstone opened on the sixth day of the sixth month of 1999, not.6 months, or 6 days of the 6 months of 6.
而且我是在几个月以前才知道说我们中国人有一句话说六六大顺。
And only recently did I find out that Chinese people recognize 6 as a lucky great number.
我很喜爱宣教士爱德伟的故事。
I really like the missionary stories of Gladys Aylward.
他经营六湖客栈，后英文翻译却是八湖客栈。
She opened up a hotel called the Hotel of Six Happinesses, but translated in English,
it was
the Inn of Eight Happinesses, or the Beatitudes.
所以我不知道6月6日是好是坏，但是我知道每早晨神的慈爱都是新的。
So I don't know whether or not six is a good number, but I do know that God's mercy begins fresh every morning.
而且我知道6月6日在历史上有一件最伟大的事情，就是1944年6月6日是第二次世界大战盟军登陆诺曼底，开始最后的大反攻，开始收复失地，是胜利的开始，叫做 D-Day.
I do know one important event in history that occurred on June 6th in 1944 was the launch of Normandy Beach of the Allies of World War II, and the event was the beginning of a great recovery.
十年前我心中向神说一年后有100人在这里聚会。
10 years ago I earnestly told God 1 year from now there will be 100 people in this congregation.
神听到了，但是一年后只有 40.6 人。
God heard me, but 1 year later there's only 40.6 people.
3 年后才50人。我知道神在这里，我不敢问神说黑夜有多久。
3 years later, there were 50 people. I knew that God was here, but I didn't dare ask how long will I be.
我渐渐听到神说慢慢。
I gradually began to hear God say slowly.
我觉得神太慢了。
But I thought God was too slow.
但是我清楚地看到神的慢动作。
And I clearly saw His work in slow motion.
我不会弹琴，但是神预备了每姐妹再从工来。三年以后，神就接她回去了。但是预备了郑一珍姐妹来。
I couldn't play piano, and God gave us May Ai to help us for that area. And then 3 years ago, He took her away again. But now we have Mrs. Ren to continue the work.
我不能够关怀每位弟兄姐妹，神就兴起同工来补上。
I'm unable to care for every single one of brothers and sisters, so God blessed us in.
Co-workers 尤其是小组长开放家庭烧饭给组员吃，甚至给他们暂时住的地方。
Such as small group leaders, available homes, preparing people to prepare food and serve food.
我不会做青少年事工，但是神就兴起 Steven 耐心学习了4-5年。
I'm unable to work in the youth ministry, but God gave us Stephen so that he would slowly begin to explore the youth ministry.
等到他上大学，神又带来了Pastor Mike 还有几个家庭，把这个工作接上去了，也是在摸索学习当中，从来没有怨言。
A few years later, until he was in college, God also gave us several families to work in the youth ministry and also Pastor Mike, and they've been working without complaint.
我不会做儿童事工，神就预备了许多弟兄姐妹，有的在受洗半年就要派用上堂。
I can't work in the children's ministry, but God blessed us in that. our brothers and sisters who have been baptized only half a year have done to work with
us. 我不懂不能做的事情太多了，好像财务、总务、音响，我都不懂。
There are many things I don't know about and am unable to handle, such as the treasury, general affairs, and audio video technology.
我也不知道住在 Livingston 这些人的心情是什么，因为我不是住在这里，我也不是从中国大陆来的。
I also don't understand the feelings of those in Livingston because I don't live in Livingston and I'm also not from mainland China.
谁说你要一百个人太简单了？我要给历史教会的不是一百人，而是一百个勇士。
God said, "You want 100 people? That's too simple."I'm not going to give you 100 people, but 100 mighty men.
今天我们有英文部，有儿童部，神给我们的果真不是一百人，而是两百人。
And today God gave us not only an English and children's ministry, but and not only 100 people, but 200.
神让我们看见怎样栽培一个长老的家庭，和他怎样招出一个牧师来到这个教会。
He also let me see how he's going to raise an elder family and call a pastor's family.
他又叫我看见两个很不同的家庭，这两个不同家庭竟然能够同心听神的话。
He showed me these two different families that would work together under God with one mind and heart.
今天我还是睁开眼睛要看神的作为，他一定要招出小组长、主日学老师、长老和牧师来。
And today I'm still seeing how.All these small group leaders, Sunday school teachers, elders, and pastors are called by God.
这十年有许多的牧师、长老和老师们来帮助我们建立基督的身体，是我要感谢的。
These past 10 years, there have been several teachers, elders, and pastors from other places that have come to Livingston.
又有众弟兄姐妹有美好的见证来这个地方，用爱心说诚实话，还是长进，连于元首基督。有时候真的是叫我感动。
They have all come to build up the body of Christ, and I really have to thank God for that.
这其中容我提到我的内人，他是我的帮助。有时候在晚上回家的时候的车上，他会问我：“你睡着了没有？”有时候他真的是叫醒了我。
Among these people that I want to thank God for is my wife. That because sometimes when we're driving home at night, she'll ask me, "Have you fallen asleep yet?" And sometimes she actually will.
这都是我要感谢。
And this is all I have to thank God for.
这就是神用的十年教我的一课，只是一课啊，不是全门的，不是只是一门科里面的一课而已。
These 10 years, this is the lesson that God taught me. It is.One lesson in the whole course.
我不用再问黑夜有多长，因为神已经给我答案。黑夜我要歌颂、祷告，是我生命的神。
I no longer have to ask God how long will the night be, because He's already answered. For each night, I sing a song praying to God who gives me life.
俗话说，十年树木，百年树人。这十年我们没有种过一棵树。而是靠神的力量见到一代属神的人，不只是好人而已。
There is a saying that says it takes 10 years to grow a tree and 100 years to raise up a generation of good men. However, we have used these 10 years not to raise a generation of good men, but a generation of God's men.
我们还有一百年吗？我不相信一百年，因为这是神的工作，不是人的工作。
And it won't take 100 years because this is the work of God, not the work of man.
神说有就有，命立就立。我们要做的就是跟随神来服侍人。
This is the work of God that is because we are blessed by the work of God in everything that
He does. 埃德维宣教士他不合格做一个内地会的宣教士，但是他到中国来服侍这些宣教士。
And Gladys Arwall, the missionary.She didn't qualify in China for their mission, but she still went to China to work there as a servant.
她竟然成为我们中国人大家所认识的第一位宣教士。
And now she is the most well-known of all the missionaries in China.
她的影片《小妇人》也是第一部的宣教士的影片。
And her movie Little Women is the first missionary movie that came out in China.
因为她带给我们的是六福。也是圣经所讲的八福。
And the Bible's Beatitude.
谢谢。
神赐下诸般的恩赐，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。为了帮助弟兄姊妹成长，历时教会以小组的形式聚会，从最初的一个小组发展到八个小组。看那弟兄姊妹和睦同居，何等的善，何等的美。
我要向耶和华唱新歌，全地都要向耶和华歌唱。历时教会诗班由最初的两个人的赞美小组发展到二十几人的诗班，颂赞的歌声从教堂传到社区。
耶稣对门徒说，圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。历史教会目前支持八个宣教机构，不仅如此，弟兄姊妹走出去向国内的家人传福音，看望宣教士及同工，参与欧洲、台湾、中国大陆的宣教事工。
神说，我是阿拉法，我是俄梅伽，是昔在今在以后永在的全能者。在他没有难成的事，一颗麦若不落在土里仍旧是一颗。将你和你的信心放在神的手中，看耶和华果然成就大事。
华果然成就大事，在这十年当中，神在历史教会当中成就大事。
The Lord has done great things at this church for the last 10 years.
我们在此非常感谢，在这十年当中，为历史教会代祷的牧长，为历史教会在主日讲台上来帮助我们的牧长们，还有弟兄姊妹们。
We want to thank everyone who's been a part of our growth, any speakers that have come to encourage us. Dr. Paul Shao.Elder Wu, Elder Bellman Lin, Reverend Wilson Chang, Reverend Timothy Chen, Reverend Sing Kin So.From Rutgers Community Christian Church, Reverend Chang and his wife. Dr. Reverend John Lowe from CGCNJ and his wife, Mrs. Liu.Reverend Timothy Chen, Manny Lowe, Elder and Mrs. Liu, Elder Yang and his wife, Mrs. Yang.Pastor Su from Church of Living Grace of New Jersey.
由第一丰收云南堂的苏木道牧师夫妇，肖木道牧师夫妇
，Reverend Shao and his wife Mrs. Shao。
欢迎尼玛内利教会的李克强牧师夫妇
，Reverend Lee from and his wife from Emmanuel Church。
还有 Pastor Mike
and Pastor Mike from Incarnate Ministry。
从各个教会来的弟兄姊妹，我们先有主恩堂的弟兄姊妹有在我们当中，我们欢迎你们。
Everyone from CCNJ。
你没有在从泽西丰收灵粮堂的弟兄姊妹在我们当中吗
？Church of Living Grace of New Jersey。
我是不是还有尼玛内利教会的弟兄姊妹在我们当中？
嗯。Emmanuel Ministries。
如果我们这里还没有介绍到的弟兄姊妹，诸哥教会，从诸哥教会来的弟兄姊妹，我们欢迎你们。
From Rutgers Church。
如果还有在我们当中没有被介绍到的，从别的教会。慈溪教会的弟兄姊妹，我们欢迎你们。宣堂哦，我们宣堂的弟兄姊妹在我们当中，我们欢迎你们。感谢北泽西呀，从北泽西来的弟兄姊妹，我们欢迎你们。
Oh, that's Harvest Church.
White Cross Church.
们在整个大家庭里作为弟兄姊妹。我们接下来呢，给大家一点 break 的时间，我们五分钟，请大家再回来。我们的卫生间啊，我介绍简单的这面啊，我们在从这个大门出去有一个卫生间，我们可以请
There's restrooms out through the back and then downstairs as well.
Yeah. 然后我们正面出去还有两个卫生间。
And there's two more restrooms this way.
我们楼下还有卫生间，请大家可以。马上五分钟之后我们回来的时间我们就是按目典礼，请大家五分钟之后回来。
再来免费就行了。